Kedvach. Kresky had an idea Thursday night that Payez Purim is this week, and we're doing Hilkas Tzedakah, that maybe we should do a shir on Matanis Lav Yainim. I thought it was a good idea. I wish he would have told it to me a little earlier. But Miat Hashem, what we're going to try to do tonight is Matanis Lav Yainim, which is primarily the beginning of Siman Tov Reish Tzadi Dalet and Aruch Chaim. Different Chikava Shailis and on the Gebe is Manenu, and to go through the Halakha. Alright, the Mechaber starts off. This is Tov Reish Tzadi Dalet, Sif Aleph. The Mechaber says, Chayv Kol Adam, Litein Lepochois, every single individual is Mechayv to give at the very least, Shtei Matonois, two Matonois, Lishnei Aniyim, to two Aniyim. That means each Ani has to get a Matono, and you have to do it to at least two Aniyim. I found that you can do more, and the minig is to do more, like we're going to see. But the main mitzvah, the fundamental chiyuv is to give to two aniyim. Unlike mishalach manis is you give two manis to one person. By matanis lav yainim, the halacha is that you have to get to two aniyim. But dafka you need two aniyim to be mekayim this halacha. Shalach, why do you need two aniyim for? Why did they make matanis lav yainim different than shalach manis? So the Bach says that Hayyos were talking about inyun of tzedakah, it's a form of tzedakah. Avada takes on new meaning, it's matanis lav yainim, it's a special din, it's not the regular din of tzedakah. But nevertheless, since it's fundamentally an inyun of tzedakah, there was an inyun to be marbe your tzedakah. And to quote the Bach, which we once did by tzedakah, he says, Shegadol schoroi, a person has greater reward, kisheyichalek lekuf aniyim, if he'll have money, $100, and he has a choice to be mechalek it to 100 aniyim, or he has a choice to give it all to one person, he says, Godu schare, kisheyichalek lekuf aniyim, meshe yitnu akoyu lo'ani echod. He has a greater reward to give it to many people than to give everything to one. What's the reason? Zokta Baki, zeshe nosen lekuf, because this person who gave it to 100 people, hech yukuf nefashis. He was hechikuf nefashis. If you give it all to one ani, all you're being meitiv is one ani. Mashenk, if you give it to 100 aniim, you're being meitiv to 100 aniim. So you're doing, you're benefiting more aniim. So therefore, it's a greater maila to give it to kuf nefashis. That's the back. So kumdois, that's why meikadin, they made the takana that you have to give to 100, to, well, not 100, but to give to more than one, that is, to the, at the very least, you have to give to two aniim. That's the Bach. It means it's a svara mitzad the mekabel, mitzad the recipient. It's better off to benefit more than one ani, so therefore they made the din, they have to have two aniim. We quoted over this a Pirush Mishnais in Ovis, in Perigim Mishnah Tezvav, when the Mishnah says, Akolofi Riba Yamaisa, everything goes according to Riba Yamaisa, so the Pirush Mishnais said, a beautiful pshat, Shnagei all over, but Prat Lagabi Tzedok, and that's how he brings it down, is that when a person constantly does again and again and again the same maisa, Riba Yamaisa, that's mashrish, that's influences and has ashpa on the person to be a better person. If you're going to do a great thing once, even though it was great, you only did it once. Mashayikim, if you do it constantly, to meet them, again and again and again, after a while, you influence yourself, you become rogil to be a better person, to be a nice in tzedakah. The Pirusha Mishnais.
The Rambo.
Yes. Pirusha Mishnais La Ramam says this. So, now, like the Pirusha Mishnais, the Svara is nothing to do with the Mekablam. The Svara has to do with the Noisnim. Right? It's a vod is that you, to be a better person, it's better off if you give it again and again and again, rather than to give to one person. If you give to one person everything, then all you did is one maisa tzedakah mashenk. And if you do it again and again and again, then that's a greater maisa, a greater inyun, because you have riba ya maisa. So like the Raman, technically, you can give to the same person again and again 100 times, you'll have the Riba Yamaisa, you'll have that Maila. Like the Bach, on the other hand, that it goes Basra Makablam, you could technically give to one person on behalf of two people. Let's say you give to one Ani, which we'll shortly discuss, that has a large Mishpacha. So you're being Maitiv 10 people. He has a Mishpacha, Mivarekas, he has 10 individuals in his Mishpacha, so you are being Maitiv to a lot of people, rather than giving to, let's say, two Aniim, each one individually, who are Yechidim, let's say, bachelors. I give one and one, well, that's Maitiv to two people. Obviously, there are Milas in both ways, but clearly, you have to say that the Takona, because this was the Inyan, there was an Inyan, the Chazal saw by Tzedakah, either because of Riba Amaisa mitzad the Neisen like the Rambam, or mitzad the Makabal like the Bach, they were Mesakin, Mika Din, that Takona has to be to two Aniyim. Now there has to be two Aniyim, that's it, now you don't go bust any Sfaris. Now you need Taka two Aniyim. So the Gadda Makalekas Achrayin, what happens if you give to a husband and their Aniyim, and they give both to the husband and the wife, or to the husband and his children, Hasem Chimal Shulchanai? So again, L'chayra, you're being made of individuals. Let's say you have more than one person, but it's all part of one mishpacha, and they're all samech on the father to provide for them. Is that considered two aniyim or one ani? So there was a tshuva, I think it's called Binyan Oilam, Simon Lama Vav. He lived in the mid-1850s, that's when he wrote the tshuva. So anyway, he says he didn't see it anywhere, and he would like to suggest that in a chanami that they're considered separate. If you give to a husband and wife, both being aniyim, you are makayim yedin of matonis lav yoinim. The chiddush is, the son is magia, the son of the binyan oilam was ma'irer, to have kom ha-shakonti shakona bailo, kom ha-shakonti the kids, who are same kol shakonti, you're going to be kona the father, so it's vital going to the same person. So he wants to say that since the matonis lav yoinim was supposed to go for a specific thing, they're supposed to be Masameach and Purim, so it's as if you gave it for a certain tafkid. The halacha in Evanez is if you give an isha money for a certain tafkid, not stam in general, but you give it for a certain tafkid to buy jewelry or whatever it is, so that we don't say Mekomachagonzi isha kana baila. So he said that maybe. So I'm not sure if Balashizba stam is not so posh that it should work. You can look up in Ezra, Pashat doesn't work unless you have it for a specific purpose. But he was more bothered by a different thing, that if I'm going to give to the husband, and the husband's supposed to support his family, so if I give again to the wife, so it's going to the same source, because even when I gave to the husband, it's supposed to go to the wife. So that, the Binyan Oilam says that, since I want to be Yetzim, my dinner, matan savyanim, I can give to an Ani Amanas that he shouldn't give to his family, so if I want to be Yetzim, so when I give it to him and his wife, it's Kilo, I'm telling him, don't share yours with your wife, and your wife won't go to you, your wife has a specific purpose, and that will be fine. The Ma'is is the Aruch HaShulchan preceded, I don't precede it, but I lived maybe, you're right, I didn't precede, but lived at roughly the same time. And the Aruch HaShulchan Nemzon, that you're not, it's considered all one, it's considered kachad. If they all go to the same household, that's considered one, and the Hainta go with the Aruch HaShulchan, because he says it's far, because chashivi kachad. The Achrayim, the Heintegel say, "Stamos, I with this far, because Kol Mashakon Tisha Kona Bailon, Kol Mashakon the kids, Akona the father. So Mamele always goes back to the father. It's only considered one. Now, if you play around with the Bach and Pesach Mishnah Yisroes, you could work things differently. You know, you have Ribi Nefash. But I think that's only time in the Takona. But now there was a Takona Avada Midivrei Kabbalah, you have to give to two separate Aniyim. So."
Doesn't first
Isha Kaina, then her husband is Kaina? Right, so but she's not being Zoiche in it to be able to use for herself. Right? If you're going to give something to a Ani that the Ani can't use, we'll see later tonight, that the Ani can't use now, or Koshke and Anisha, she can't use at all, then Avada, you're not Yaitza. And we're going to see Miat Hashem later.
But not the problem,
Kansi Isha Kansabayla. Well, Kansi Isha Kansabayla, so now she can't use it anymore. It went right to husband.
The problem, not the fact, it wouldn't be for that problem that an Ani can't use it. And that's really gave it to separate people. Can you transfer from her?
Right, and depending how you learn that. Yeah, okay, fine. Fair enough. Anyway, also the Maccabi says, you have to give it to two aniyim. Now the Pasuk doesn't say that. The Pasuk says, Evyoinim. You have to give it to an Evyoinim. Can you do it? Rashi says in Chumash and other places that an Evyoin is worse than an Ani. Worse and better, the Gemara says. But Evyoinim's status of income is worse than Ani. He's Toiv L'chol Dova. He already reached so low that Mamish is desperate. But he really doesn't even have the busha anymore because he's so desperate. He already was ruggled to collect tzedakahs or whatever. Mashenkin Ani is not. So they're not exactly the same person. So the Zashayla, Lechoy, if the Pasuk says Matan Savyanin, you're going to have to give Vedavka to an Ev. You're going to have to find someone, and the Akronim say today, it's very difficult, Baruch Hashem, to find someone who's Mamish an Evyon, who's Mamish Toiv L'chol Dova. You have Anim today, unfortunately, but it's very difficult to find an Evyon. The Makor Chaim L'maisa, Zachav Yisrael, says Taka, that you need Evyonim, like it says in the Pasuk. However, the Aruch HaShulchan points out, he says that the Lashon Pasuk is Lav Davka, he has Shteko Rayis, and he says, no, all you need is to give it to someone who's considered an Ani. In Be'emes, it's a Mufurish Mechab. The Mechab says, Shtei Matonis L'Shnei Aniyim. The Mechab doesn't say you're supposed to give Shtei Matonis L'Shnei Avyanim. Why the Mechab say Aniyim? It's, right, the Mechab, and the Chamid Apak says Avyanim, but the Mechab says all you need is Aniyim. But he says, La Halacha, we go like the Aruch HaShulchan, that all you need is Aniyim. Who's considered an Ani? Well, that's in Reish and Gimel, which we didn't get up to yet, but in Reish and Gimel it says that someone who needs to have steady support to be able to provide for himself and his family. If a person has a steady income, a job, or he has enough assets put away in the bank that he can live off the income, or a combination of the two, then he's not considered a nani. But if a person is teetering and has to borrow gemaks or has a debt, or the Achrayim want to suggest, even if it's a one-time thing, he never has a machla that he has to pay medical bills, or he has to marry off a child, even if it's a one-time thing, but now he's in debt, and now he's struggling, he doesn't have enough money to be in the black, he's in the red, he doesn't have enough money to provide for his family on a day in and day out basis, then he's considered a nani. And unfortunately, that we have a lot, and it's easy to find. What did the Achrayim want to say? That let's say you'll have a yeshiva bacha whose parents are not providing him with what he needs, and let's say the yeshiva is not giving him a stipend enough. So the Achrayim, I think the stipler was the one who Taka gave actually his makayim with some matanz of yanim to give to yeshiva brachim who are aniyim, because again they're somebody who is a tzarich parnasa. They're nani. They're not in the matzav of providing for themselves. They don't have assets in the bank to provide for them, and their parents aren't providing for them. So memela they have a halacha of aniyim. That might be not all the basic necessities that they need. They need food, and they need clothing, and they need spending money, or whatever it is, even if it's not a lot. If they don't have enough to last...
Even if they're getting money from tots, and it is enough...
No, if they're being provided from, the only thing is tat is also a form of tzedakah. So there are neem that are coming on tzedakah, so they could come on to your tzedakah instead of tat's tzedakah. Right. But the maisa is, obviously, if you'll have somebody who's an oni, but has assets, let's say he has houses and cars, whatever, just he doesn't have enough to provide from day in, day out, but he could sell those assets, liquidate those assets, and he will have enough, then he's not considered a nani. A nani means somebody who doesn't have combined all his assets,
not
income, sorry?
Not for how long?
So it doesn't, that's a problem, because in the old days it says that you need for 1 year, you need to have 200 zuz. But that, as far as the Torah says, is because every year there was new lekat shekhopeya, so next year he'll be provided for again. Today, that we don't have lekat shekhopeya, so you need it to be sort of, I don't want to say only ad, but yes, for the future, whatever the reasonable, what you could see is the future, he has to be able to provide for himself. And if someone has a house or something like that, he might be able to carry him over till he lands a solid job or whatever it is, and he might not be considered a nani.
What happens to Ben Machsoda? He starts liquidating his assets, is he really going
to... Okay, he could rent, he doesn't have to own. All right, we could. I don't know if that's considered a Ben Machsoda problem, if you're renting instead of owning.
A lot of people give them a ton of
money. Sorry?
A lot of people give a ton of money. The last person, let's say...
Well, the last person that gives him, he probably still owns it, because if he doesn't have a steady job, he's going to need that last person's money too, not for this month, but for 6 months down the road. So he's still considered Pasha Sanani. I don't think he's going to get so much, so many Matan Slav Yonim that he'd be considered already Ois Ani, Halavai, but I don't think that's Shkia. All right, let's learn a Mishnah Berurah. Look in Sif Katan Aleph. It says, Kol Adam, Chayiv Kol Adam, every single individual. What does that to come to include? Ben Ish Uvein Isha. Even a woman is Chayiv to give Matanas Lav Yagnim. And Be'etim, it's not just a Mishra Brura. If it's in Tafresh Tadi Hei, the Ramon, in the Tafresh Tadi Hei, in Siv Dalet, says in Mufurish, that Nashim Achayiv and Matanas Lav Yagnim and Shalach Manas as well. And what's the reason? Why is a Isha Chayiv Matanis of Yainu, or for that matter, Mishlech Manis as well? So the Achrayim suggests a number of Pratim. One is because Avheim Hoyu Baisa Anes, the women were part of the Nes, so that's why, as we find in other mitzvahs, if they were Bechlal the Nes, so they have the Chiyuvim. Another svar that they give is because it says in the Pasuk, Kiblu HaYehudim, a general term, Kiblu HaYehudim, and Nashim Bechlal, Nashim also part of Yehudim. So they were Makabah. When they made the Takana Lekatchila, that Kabbalah Satakonis were Sai men, Sai women, all Yehudim were Makabah. So they have a Chiyuv of Matanis Tav Yainim and Shalach Manis. How is she going to give Matanas Yonim? Okay, so let's discuss that. The Maaseh, the Aruch HaShulchan over here, in Tafresh Tzadi Dalid, Sif Bey, says that if you have a man and wife who are married, a husband and wife, they don't have to give to four Aniyim. The Yoytzen bebeiz Matanas lebeiz Aniyim, that's fine, as long as they give to Beiz Aniyim, the Yoytzen. Why? The Kuguf Echod Heim. They're considered one Guf. Avo Bunay Ubitay Smuchim Al Shulchanoy, if he has children, even if, let's say, teenagers who are Soymach Al Shulchanoy, but he has children, who have their own chiyuv, chayavim litin b'fnei atzim. They have to give separate. They can't rely on your giving. Mashenkein, ish v'ishtoy, yes, she is already yaitza for your giving. When you give on behalf of you and her, she's already yaitza. She doesn't have to give herself. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says over here. It's a chiddush din. Lamaisa is in Tofresh Tzadihei. I saw the Achronim Yeses Shaila. In Tofresh Tzadihei. And the next one, when it talks about Shleik Manis, there the Aruch HaShulchan, again, actually it's a Magen Avram, the Mishnah Berurah, but the Aruch HaShulchan brings down the Magen Avram that the women are chayav Shleik Manis, and even if they're married, they should give. And there he like so. Sai Matanis Avyenim, Sai Mishleik Manis, even if they're married, she is not Yaitza with her husband's giving. Because it's her own chiv, there's a mitzvah derami aleh. It's her own chiv, so she's mechuyev to give her own matanas tav yainim and her own mishloach manis. So now you have a steerus Aruch HaShulchan is a woman yaitza with her husband's matanas tav yainim. It's a problem. What to do? Rav Nissen Karelitz and others do this as well. Rav Nissen Karelitz suggested that when it comes to your wife, you can give on behalf of your wife. As long as you give it for her. It means if you give it for yourself, your wife is not yaitza. Taka, your wife is mechuyev to give, even though she's married to you, and she can't rely on your giving. But if you give money on her behalf, even if you were not zeichet for her, you weren't mezakeh the money for her, you didn't make any ma'isikina, then now that money, mamish, belongs to her. I'm not shenlem ba'alav shuzba, because it's coming from you. But you didn't, even though you didn't do it, so it's really technically not her money, but as long as you give it on her behalf, she knows you're giving it on her behalf, then it's fine. But just like you see by karbonis, that a husband could bring karbonis of his wife, that's a halacha, it's not a problem. You don't have to make a zichui for his wife because it's kuf echad heim, he's doing it on her behalf, it's fine. So too by matanas tavyenim, it's enough kuf echad heim that he can give on her behalf. When Mashen came by his kids, Renison says, not like that. He says that by your kids, and a chanami, you're going to have to be mezakeh to your kids, or your kids have their own money, or whatever. You're going to have to be mezakeh money for your kids and have your kids give, because just because that same kashu chonin, that's not enough. They have the yom chiyuvim, and they can't use stam your money. That's not going to work. They have to give the money. So, memela, you're going to have to be zakeh for your kids, and they'll have to give the money. Sorry?
Bar mitzvah kids.
We're talking about, we're going to get to a lesson by mitzvah shortly, but by mitzvah kids, they have their own chiyuv, and memela, you have to be mezakeh the money for your kids and your kids to give.
The money?
Well, you can make a zikah for them. I can go over to you and say, here's the $10 bezekah for my son, and I'll take it as matan slav yoinu. That's fine. But it had to belong.
Pachas
HaShechel
will be the same thing?
Could be a difference, only a minute. All right, well, if we have time, we'll see if we have time for tonight. Yeah, otherwise you won't. Obviously you're going to tell your kids anyway you're doing it, so they're giving you rishus to do it, so that would be fine. Now, Eloy Rav Nissen Karelitz, Lekhoya, could say that that's Prat in the Steers Aruch HaShulchan. I didn't see anyone who says it. I'm only to suggest this. Is that if you look, the Aruch HaShulchan over here is talking over there where he says that a woman is not Yaitza, says it's not Yaitza with what her husband gives. If a husband gives Matan Zavyenim Shleik Manis, and that's his Chiyav, Avada, the Isha is not going to be Yaitza, like he says over there, because she also is Mechuyav, and she's not going to be Yaitza with his Kiyam of his Chiyavim. She has her Egen Chiyav. Mashenkin over here, the Aruch HaShulchan could be talking about with the husband's taka giving, you're right, but he's giving on behalf of both of them. Either Aruch HaShulchan says you're only giving to two anim. So Pashas, when you give money, matas avyenim laniim, which you're going to see soon, make a din, all you need is a shavar pruta. And Pashas, when you give a nesina to anim, you're giving more than a shavar pruta. So let's say you gave a quarter to two anim. Each ani you gave a quarter. So if you give that quarter on behalf of yourself and your wife, so 12 and a half cents goes to you, 12 and a half cents goes for your wife, and it's fine. Each one has a shavar pruta, so you're going to be yaitza. He could give on her behalf. He doesn't have to be mezakit for her, like Rav Nissen said. It's enough, like Ishtar Kagufay Dami, it's Kayaka Dami, just like by Kabbalah, like Rav Nissen said, that he has a right to give his money on her behalf because it's Kagufayaka Dami. That's all the Aruch HaShulchan meant. But Avada, he's going to have to give it L'shem Ha, L'shma, in order for her to be Yaita. If he only gives the bare minimum, Mamish only a Shavar Pruta, then in Anakanami, you can't divide the Shavar Pruta between both of them because then each one is going to be short. And in Anakanami, you have to give two Shavar Prutas, but all you need is the two Anim. You don't have to be Marbra Anim. Could be that's all the Aruch HaShulchan meant. The Maisis, the Paisim say that Avada, women should give Matan Slav Yainim, and women should give Mishloach Manis, but you could do it on her behalf. Some gather, some who want to say that even for a woman, you're supposed to be mezakit for her. Yeah. But Rav Achrein and Rav Haintikau should say, hold that you don't need that. Right, so I said the reason why is because either him hoyu ba'isa nice, or because it says kibla yudim and even noshim lo bechlal. But that's shteit mefurish that avada women achayiv amatan savyanim and mishloach manis. All right, now what about your children who are under my mitzvah? Let's say yegiel achinuch. Do you have to get them also as mitzvah chinuch to be margalem in the mitzvah hayim of matan savyanim and shalach manis? So the prima godim in tafresh sadihei in sifkot yudalid. Nature of Avraham and others as well hold that Adava Pasha, just like all mitzvahs of Shabbat Torah, you mechuyev, or even mitzvahs of Rabboni, mechuyev in chinuch to be mechanic your children, that to be magal them, that they should do the mitzvahs. So too, lagami matanas lev yainim or mishloach manas. Yes, you're going to have to get your kids to be matanas lev yainim, whatever it is, kibashis, kibasheva, whatever it is. Once it's a giel chinuch, they are mechuyev to do out chinuch mitzvah chinuch. You should be mechanic them to do matanas lev yainim.
But how can they be machne? They're under bar mitzvah. How can they be machne?
Why not?
I thought
they could be machne midaraisa, but midarabana they could be machne. So as mitzvah chinuch avada, they should be giving tzedakah. Now, giving for them won't work because it has to belong to them. So you have to be. What? You can't be by an ish. It's only kegovecha dami, but by your children, you don't have that svara. And Nissen says avada, you have to be mezaket for your child. Your child's going to have to be zaychenit. You makne to your child, give it to us. It's maktabah, midrabanan, they have a kinyan, whatever it is, midrabanan, they'll be zaych in it. And now the whole mitzvah is anyway, mitzvah derabanan, and they'll give the matan asav yainim, and that's how you mechanic them in the mitzvah of chinuch. There is a.
Do they have to give it themselves?
Or?
Could you go over to a guy collecting and say, here, this is for my son?
I know, but it doesn't belong to your son, so you'll have to be mezakit for your son. Mezakit for your son.
Could you give it? What he's asking, can you give it to that person? Say, here.
No, on behalf. No, only by an isha you're allowed to do that, but not for children, because
I can
go over to an oni and say, be zoyka this for my child, and so now belongs to my child, and he knows that he wants to do matan sav yainim. I'm telling him, I'm doing it for him, and then I can then take that dollar and then give it back to the ani l'shei matan sav yainim on my child, but it has to belong to the son. Sorry? Why not? The child knows I'm doing matan sav yainim for him.
How does he know?
No, I have to tell him. When I do for him, I also have to tell her. She has to know that I'm doing matan sav yainim for her. But I could tell it.
You got a shlichus?
We get the shlichas. Yeah, I have to know. Right, the shlichas are cotton. No, it's time that it's his money, and he's taking the money, and his money is going. I'm a postman, and his money is going to aniyim. Now, the ma'aseh, there is a buchach in Tofresh Tzadihei that he holds that matas avyanim doesn't pass the mitzvah of chinuch, the inyan of chinuch, and he says the svara is because the katanim, but their cloud don't have any of their own money, so they're aniyim. And he says that since even if they would be gedoyim aniyim, they would be part of matanas lev yainim. So too, if that's the case, so too, now that they're katanim, they can't be odif than if they would be gedoyim. If they be gedoyim, they're a pata. So if they're katanim, they're zikha pata. So me'ela doesn't pass. If they don't have any money of their own, there won't be an inner chinuch. If they have their own money, in a chinami. But if they don't have any money of their own, they'd be pata in chinuch.
Isn't that a machlokes itself?
So if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, in the same sifkon where we are up to, the Mishnah Berurah passes like that. If I feel onim is banis minat stoka, that's kam achrenim. Doesn't say it's askamas achrenim, but many achrenim hold. The Torah class says mima shenas nolay, that even aniim have to be mekayim the mitzvah matanas lav yainim. It's mitzvah ayim, just like they have to be mekayim mitzvah lulav. When the other mitzvah, even though it's a form of tzedakah, we know an oni is part of from tzedakah other than the basic shlishis hashekel. But matanas lav yainim, even though beside it's a form of tzedakah, but avad it's a mitzvah ayim matanas lav yainim. And memelo they are mechuyev in this mitzvah. So bezoi the whole svar of the bechacha doesn't apply anymore, because so what if they'd be gedolim aniim? They would be mechuyev in matanas lev yainim. So now the ketanim, the mechuyev in inyan chinuch. I saw someone who said, I don't understand it, I'll be honest, someone who said that chinuch, it's enough if you send the matanas lev yainim with your son as a shliach to give to the ani. It's kilu. So he's involved in the mitzvah, so he's being mechunuch in a mitzvah. And I find it hard to swallow. I don't know, it's on other mitzvahs of chinuch that you could do a day shlikas. If I give it to my child to do that, now he's going to be, that's how he does chinuch. It's not his mitzvah. I find it hard to swallow. So, yes. And
who? Why does that pop the issue?
If she won't have any money. And economy, if she won't have any other money, and economy, that lechayra. But if she has her own.
She has a steady source of income. Because
but to give. To give.
Make her a
nani. Now he's talking about the noisin. The noisin, the isha, why is the isha mechuyev matanas lev yainim? She's a nani.
But
saying, why isn't Isha an Ani? Just like somebody who doesn't have any money in the bank, but he has a job, it's not considered Ani.
So no, she doesn't have any money. Which dollar could she give now to an Evian? I'm not talking about status of an Ani, but does she have any access to any money to give to Anim? Mm-hmm. Nothing belongs to everything. So maybe that, I didn't see anyone who done that.
They take money and they use it, right?
Yeah, sure.
If you have a good job, then
you should know. Some say that's Tamazai. Some say that they don't need the whole Zika, it's Tamazai, because they have access to the money and they could use for small things. And the husband's not Makbet, other than the husband wants to be Makayim and Mitzvah. So Mela Zika, Kojikan, she has the right, Al Tzapotropis, to take the money and spend it on her own in Yodim to be Makayim Mitzvah, Matonos Lev Yoinim. And Ekonami. All right, but the Maisa is, Halacha Maisa, you should walk away, is that yes, you, your wife, and your children, even Katanim, Hagil Ochinuk, should be Makayim and Mitzvah, Matonos Lev Yoinim. All right. The only nafkamina is by a wife. Most people say that you don't have to be mezakeh to your wife, and for children, many say that you have to be mezakeh. Everything's a makleikus, by the way, because all this is a bunch of, you know, living paiskim, but heintegah. But most people hold that for wife, yes, it should be zeicha for her. For children, it should be zeicha for them. Machenk of a wife, you don't have to be zeicha. If you have the ability to be zeicha, kol hakavod, you yaitzah kol hadeis. All right, beis. It says in the Mechaber, Chayv kol adam liting lepachos shtei matonas. What does that mean? Zok the Mishabura liten lepachos urishai liten meichel or mois. You can give food or money to aniyim. You don't have to be dafka money. It could be even food, or it doesn't have to be dafka food. It could be even aniyim. You have to know which one. You put meichel first and then mois. Maybe the chiddush is the mois. The Rambam, I think, says the lashon faket. All right. So the Maaseh the Mishaburu says you can be yaitza sai money, sai meichel. What about could you be yaitza with begodim, kelim, other things, not food, something that maybe he cannot use on Purim, or he's not going to have a direct ishtamshet of Simchas Purim? So the Paisk, I believe, is the Nar Sameach says that you're not yaitza with kelim or begodim. Others say you are yaitza. So it's a makleik. It's from the Mishaburu, the steam is alach and mashma that you're not. It has to be dafka meichel or mois. It has to be something, Pasha, it has to be something that they're going to have to be able to use on Purim.
But if it's a keli you're going to use on Purim, that would be good?
I don't know. If you look in the Bi'ar Halacha, Lishnei Aniyim, the Bi'ar Halacha says, V'lo yitin lem koidim Purim, don't give it to them before Purim, because duma akli luhu koidim Purim, maybe they'll eat before Purim, by Purim they're not going to be able to have enough because they already spent it. U'mine goyilam litin koidim Purim, after matan savyenim mitzvah sadafka b'yem Purim, so akloi ma'ad da'akok anayisim shtey matan savyenim and gam b'yem Purim, yeitz with other din matan savyenim, v'gam yeshabi aniyim ha'chezan la'pesachim b'purim, so nechnam the stuff that you give before Purim, you're talking not yeitz of the mitzvah. It's a nice thing. It's taka and everything, but you're talking not yaitza. It's yaitza with the stuff they give on Purim. All right, now how much do you have to give? So Zok to Mishra Bruv, Ala Matzatsiv Ka'ez Kami Yi'iyah Hashem Matonis, that's the Prima Godim. He doesn't know how much he's supposed to give. Ava Chedushay Ritva Kosev Afilu Shtei Prutis, even two Prutis, is already enough. Why? The Shavar Pruta Chashuva Matana. Each Shavar Pruta is considered a Matana, and I have to give it to two Anim. So there, I'm Yaitz already with two Prutas. Avoloi Bepakas. But you can't give less than a Shavar Pruta to an Ani to Mimakayim Matan Savyanim. So the Mishabru Paskins, like the Ritva, it's a Rishon, that all you need is a Shavar Pruta. The Maisi is the many Akhraidim, for some reason, many of them didn't have the Ritva, so other Akhraidim already are massing on the other Akhrenim also, why didn't they see the Ritva? But some say it has to be, you have to give a sheer Suda, a Suda of something challah that's worth 3 bayim. So I don't know what that is. Let's say a nice size roll, or two rolls, or tops, and you're ready yaitza. I don't know how much a roll costs, but probably with already a dollar, you're probably yaitza. You can get two rolls. V'yeshoimrim, and some say this mashad megillah. Mashad says it has to be matana chashuva, and he doesn't tell you how chashuv. It has to be matana chashuva. If you go through the Haintik of Paiskim, there's a sefer today, it's Malakit, he is this god, and he is that god, and he is this god, and he is that god. You can basically get different shirim. And anywhere, the range is anywhere between about $3 and $10 per ani is considered a matana chashuva. And the Paiskim said that even Avada, you have to remember, Avada Ne'ika, then all you need is a shavar pruta. It means when someone comes and he's collecting after shul by doubting matan zavyan, matan zavyanim, and you don't have $10 on you, it's fine. If you give them a quarter, you already get matan zavyanim also. And avada, every single one you should give, it's an Indian to give out. We'll see. A ribi matan zavyanim. So even though meik adin, all you need is a shavra pruta, but lechat chilo, you should try to chaperain this mashal shita to two avyanim, be mekayim in its fullest, and give, like I said, somewhere between $3 to $10 per ani.
to two of them, and then to the rest of the Avyayinim, you could already be Yaitza with a Shavar Buta to each one, and that's not a problem. Because that was his Indian, maybe he was going with the Shia Sudra. Moshe said about 20 years ago, Rav Moshe was quoted to say that all you need is a dollar. 20 years ago, it's about Berakha worth $3 today. Because he wanted to give a Sudra, so you can get hash browns or whatever, an egg and a roll and a thing, go into, I don't know, Himisha Bake Shop and see what they sell it for, but whatever it is, a couple of dollars, and there, that's your Sudra. If you take a price from inflation, Rav Moshe maybe it'll be Berakha $3. But others say, I think Rabbi Yoshua holds much more. Rabbi Yoshua holds a barak, I think 50 shekel, which is about $10 per ani. And you have everyone in between. Okay, again, so all you needed to give to two anim, the greater share, and to the rest of anim, obviously, the more you give, the better off you are, but two anim to give the greater share, and to the rest of anim, all you have to give is a shavar pruta l'chol echad. Now, what we just said before, midin chinuch, as a din chinuch, I will tell you, and I saw someone said it as well, that midin chinuch, since me'ika din, all you need is a shavar pruta, as you din chinuch, that's enough, you give your son a nickel, a shavar pruta, a quarter, a shavar pruta, the avad, it's enough. He doesn't have to chaperain this chumra of the marishah, or the achrainim, to try to get a larger matana chashuva. It's enough that he goes mika alach and to give a shavar puta l'chalacha, that would be fine. How do I know? But you ask him, how many aniyim are you collecting for? Even if you're collecting for 10 aniyim and you give a quarter, you're ready to get it because quarter is more than 10 shavar putas. Sorry? That's the first. Oh, you want a larger share, you mean?
Any share, I mean, you don't know.
Well, yes, Kim. The Rav will tell you, I have him collecting four aneim. How many do you want to go to? And he separates in envelopes, and I'll tell you exactly what it should be done. The very Eiske Cheshvan, Krohn, very Eiske Cheshvan, exactly which one is for what. All right. Eid Kosov, I'm skipping to the end of the Sifkotten. Eid Kosov, Zakhtam Misha Bruin, Sifkon Beis, nearly the Lachachila, Tzark, Litin, Le'ev, Yoin, Dova, Hayroi, Lehonis, Mimenu, Bapurim. Like you said before, Michael or Moish or Yuchaloiti Bapurim. That's where I was coming from. The other Akronim said it as well. So you see that the reason why he wanted Michael or Moish, it sounds like only because of Yuchaloiti Bapurim, something that you could spend or use or have a no in Purim. Maybe he has something to eat, so maybe he held a Kalim Bagolim if you're going to use on Purim, but you can't be Moishi Bapurim, you're just going to be Mishdamish with it, but you're not going to be Machal Yakarna, you're not going to spend it on Purim. So maybe that's why he said Dafka Michael or Moish. But it has to be something that is usable and he's going to have a no and Moishi it on Purim. All right. Sifkot and Gimel and Mishra Brewer, Shtei Matonis. You have to give L'chol HaPoch Shtei Matonis. Sagt to Mishra Brewer, Zeu Midino. Avu Be'emes. Mutuv L'harbis M'matonis L'avyoinim. This is the Rambam's Lashon. M'l'harbis B'sudasoi. You have three mitzvahs hayoyim. We have more, Makriyam Megillah too, but you have Matanis Avyayinim, you have a Sudis Mitzvah, and you have Shloach Manis, Sakta Rama, Mutiv Laharbis Matanis Avyayinim, Me Laharbis Besudasai Vishloach Manis Lareyev. It's more important, it's better off that you should be married if you want to do more, instead of having a larger Sudan, instead of sending out 50 shalach manis is, it's better to be marbe matanis avyoinim. She ain simcha gedeilu mufuro elu lesameach levanim yusayimim v'amonis. And you have a nim, not you same amonis as well, but good, lev a nim, you same as amonis. V'doim l'shchina shenem l'achyis ruach shfalim u'l'achyis lev nidkoyim. So he says l'hoshe, but it's supposed to be l'achyis. U'l'achyis lev nidkoyim. So now, this is the Rambam, beautiful Lashon, and everyone quotes this Rambam, that it's more important, it's more beautiful. Zayn l'cha simcha g'daylu u'mafura. A person is not happy. If you want to know how to be mekayim, at simcha is purim. And you can do it through mishlaik manas, and you can do it through yisuda. But you want to know, at simcha is purim, not talking mitzvah tzilach, at simcha is purim. It's best to have simcha purim when you give matan sanyan, because then you feel good, that simcha for you and for the other person, it's the greatest simcha purim. Now, later Rambam, if you take it, and you should take it literally, mutav laris matan savyanim, suppose if you have somebody who sends 50 shalach manasis, he should make sure to give 51 matan savyanim. If he gives 100 shalach manasis, he should make sure to give at least 101 shalach manasis. If he doesn't, he's missing the boat. It means he doesn't understand what the simcha sayyim is and what purim is all about. Because the yisayid of purim is, it's mutav laris. Than to give two matanis lev yainim.
I thought you go by dollars amount,
so
not by the number of things you give.
It doesn't say that.
The shalach manis cost you $100, and you're only going to give 100 quarters to the ani. It's not.
Maybe you have that svara as well. You're not going to eat more than one suda. So Teretz is just making the suda even a nicer suda. So therefore, the money spent, I hear, it means not just in comments of times, but in eches as well. collectively, if you spend 50 shalach monis, and each one you spend $5, you're spending $250 in shalach monis, you should make sure to give at least $251 to Matan Zavyanim, because in Eches as well. I accept that.
I don't know, he's making one suda, he's giving two sudas.
No, you have one suda, and you should have a choice of being marbe in the suda, of having more meat and more entrees and more wine at this suda, or to give to Mu'anim what you're supposed to do. So you're not doing more, so you're doing one suda. Pashtis. Lahabis besudas. I don't say lahabis besudais, besudasai. And yet you see that anim are important. So it should be not only numbers of anim, but the amounts that you're giving to the anim collectively as well. Good. All right. Vihine. Sakta mishabru. Vaita vihine. Hashtei matonis. These two matonis that you're supposed to give. Tzarchlite mishaloi. You have to give from your own money. V'loy mishal ma'is, you can't use ma'is money. Adav shebechev, you can't use from ma'is, like we've learned many times. V'hasofa, but the extra that you're being ma'isiv, shem ma'isiv, you chalite mishal ma'is. And that takes on the shame matan zavyena, but since it's not a davish shebechev, because al tzchoiv, we have to give it to anim, so the third ani, the fourth ani, the fifth ani that you give, that you can already take off of ma'is, and you have the ma'il of Harbois Matan Zavyanim as well. It means you can get Sadaka, Harbois Matan Zavyanim and everything. Just the first two anim you can't do. What? I hear, because you became two mitzvahs with Vazakas. I hear, mask him. Now, we got a lot of people do. All right. What? Not two. The what? Not two? Oh, that you mean. I hear. I'm not so worried about that. All right. Now, the Rabbi Anker says a beautiful pshat. It's a Zaka Mishpat, Rabbi Loi also says it. That, let's read this Mishabru again. V'hineh shtei matonos, tzarchlite mishaloi v'lo mishal ma'isa. V'ha'isofa shemoisav, you chalite mishal ma'isa. If you medayik well in Mishabru, it's mashma, that the ha'isofa is not the shtei matonos. V'hineh shtei matonos, tzarchlite mishaloi, the ha'isafa, that means the third, the fourth, the fifth anim, like I touched, shemaisa yukalita mishamaisa. But the first two anim that you gave each only $100, even though you yoytz with the shavar pruta, the $99 of that you can't take off of maisa, because for the first two anim that has a shame matanas of yainim, the whole $100 that you gave, whatever the sinu you gave has a shame chalois matanas of yainim on it. And if I, and since you mechuyev to give at the very least two, it's a davish mechuyev, it's a two matanas of yainim. So whatever you give to your first two of yainim, you cannot take off a maisa. Everything is a davish mechuyev. It's what's after the two anim, the third and the fourth anim, that you can give off a maisa.
Let's say a guy's coming around collecting, so you don't know when this guy's going to give it to the admin.
What, when you give your tzedek shliach? Yeah, so I hear. So you can, I don't know if it has to be, by the way. I hear. You mean if you give it to them, I hear the chab. Okay, so you might have to take away the common denominator, the largest amount of all the anim that you gave to, and the kanami, because you don't know who's going to get it first. That, what? Then I won't have an exact cheshbon. No, I will. You can make, you'll make it tonight. You want to? All right. No, because let's say you give matan savyanim to Yankel in the morning, and that's Yankel you want to take off of Maisa. But you also want to become a Tons of Yainim. If this is the first Evyun that you're giving to, could be this is a Dovah Shebechayva. I want my Dovah Shebechayva later on. You have to realize, you want to still have the mitzvah of Matanis Avyanim, not stop giving stalker. So you wanted to have a shame Matanis Avyanim on it. Right? Novos, that you're allowed to take off even Matanis Avyanim, because it's another Dovah Shebechayva, because you're ready Makayim Yechiv with the other first two anim that you gave. But if this is your first ani, so if you're giving out to Matanis Avyanim, so it's a Dovah Shebechayva. If you're not giving Matanis Avyanim, so it's stalker.
How could my Mechidr and my Matanis Avyanim make it worse? But
if you're giving it from Maisa, now Dovah Shebechayva can take off of Maisa. So if this is your first two anim, it's a Dovah Shebechayva. So in a Kanami, you should have to make sure that you're getting two anim packed away. So the first eight, are you giving away Shem Matan Zavyanim?
Yeah, but.
So if you're giving it to Shem Matan.
Make it nine.
Make what?
Even if it's not Zavyanim, or not, it should be stamped on.
No, but you want it to be my
son. I'm going to ask the person that's collecting for the aniyim to be zayfa for the ani.
Okay, we're going to discuss. That's going to be later on tonight. We'll discuss that.
And then
You have to know so when he's going to be zeicher. Still, you have to make sure he's okay. We'll discuss. On Purim.
Yeah.
No, but we're talking about. I would say a large chelak on Tosaf of Yonim. We already give before Purim. We already give it to the Rav. We give it to him. To give it to him. Signs all over the place. It's all before Purim. Purim, you're not seeing these people. And make a shliach. He has to give it on Purim. So you're making them a shliach. So you don't want him to be zeicher now to the ani. You want him to wait to Purim to give it. So you're going to have to call up and find out who's giving it first. I hear the what's your eitzah? Oh, to be zeicher. Okay, we'll have to discuss. All right, it's a beautiful pshat in the Mishnah Berurah. It's very meduyek that it's the first day matonis. You can't take off a meisah no matter what. And 99 is what?
No,
he's
saying
give
two
nesinas.
Two
nesinas.
Two
ma'aser nesinas. To the same ani. Oh, good. But then, mask him. I have no problem with that. If you know which ani, then you could do that. But then, kumtois, the $99 wasn't part of your ikach. When you're yoytze an esrig, right? Do you take first, a cheap esrig and you yoytze your mitzvah on that? And then you take a nice hit to the esrig? No, Reb Chaim holds. Reb Chaim said if you have two esrogim, right, you're supposed to take the mehudadik esrog first, even though it's a sofik, because on the tzara it's not an esrog, it's not an esrog, so nothing happened. Tzara is esrog, you got the mehudah. And then use the vadai kosher esrog, even though it's not mehudah, because at least at the end you know you fought your koi. Huh? No, I'm make a brach, and I do one, and I do the second. Here, if you're going to be yoytze your matanz of yenim with $1, so you got a cheap matanz of yenim. That's what comes into the brain from. Your house, your car, and everything is nice. And it comes to matanz, you gave $1 for matanz. Yeah, very nice.
Well,
I know, but you want it to be the mehud yaitz with an esrog, a $20 esrog also you yaitz. But what, how much esrog did he spend on esrog? No, I'm giving one and then getting 99 extra. But that wasn't for your ikachiv. All right, yesh ladum b'zeh. Fine. All right. Now let's talk about some chikava shailas. What we have 15 minutes. We'll see how many chikava shailas we can get through. There's a lot. And all of them are memish tumbling from all the hintikas. It's very geschmack. All right. Shaila, you wake up in the morning. Pashas, you say Maidani, you go Davin. Hear Kriyas Megillah. What's the next step? Do you do Matanis Lev Yainim? Or do you do Mishloach Manis? Which takes precedence? Shaloch Manis or Matanis Lev Yainim? We'll get to them.
Wait a second, what's the
lashon
of the pasuk?
What's the lashon of the pasuk? Yeah? So, very nice, very good. So, the Makor Chaim, the Chavis Yor says that Hayesim Lashon HaPazak says it was to do Mishloach Manis first, because it's Mishloach Manis and then Matanis Lav Yainim. So, therefore, Mishloach Manis is supposed to come first. It's supposed to do Mishloach Manis before you do Matanis Lav Yainim. That's Makor Chaim. Now, however, the Lakuti Marich says Faket. The Lakuti Marich says that you're supposed to give Matanis Lav Yainim first before you give Shaloch Manis, and the reason is, he says, this is his reason, is that because the Ani is going to have to take the money to prepare and buy stuff to be able to use it for that day. So you have to give him time. In fact, that was as far as why Batim Yisoid, you're supposed to give the Ani even money before Purim, if not for the fact that Tzmutzus Ayayim, the Prima Golem says, because he needs the money to be able to buy stuff and prepare to use on Purim. So you're better off giving Matanis Lav Yainim first, even though the Pasuk says Faket, it's better off to give Matanis Lav Yainim first. The problem is that the Mice says Matanis Lav Yainim, unless you're talking about the minig that we give money, but make adim matanz of yainim, you're allowed to give with Michael as well. If I'm giving my matanz of yainim Michael, let me give matanz of yainim second. He doesn't have to prepare anything. They say I give mishloach manis and give matanz of yainim. And economy. So I'm saying, so if you can give Michael as well, why do they need time to prepare as well at all? Right. No, but you're giving him ready-made food. Since they're giving ready-made food, they have the ability to eat. Now, zoktem lakutim merich, a beautiful pshat. Is he starting? The Rav is starting to give a downstairs for tonight's meeting. So Rav asked me to announce that anyone who is applicable for tonight's meeting to go downstairs, he's starting to give his drasha now. And I have no akpadis if you want to leave. Zokta Lakutim Harich, that this is beautiful meduik and Tofresh Tzadi Dalid, ours has a din of Matanis Lav Yainim. And in Tofresh Tzadi Hey talks about Mishloach Manis. So you see that the Torah Mechaber held that you're supposed to give Matanis Lav Yainim before you give Shaloch Manis. Wait, they're both mitzvah? No, but it's not mitzvah tzak. It's a mitzvah tzayim, Matanis Lav Yainim, Mishloach Manis. So therefore, he's medayik from the Mechaber, the Torah Mechaber, that you're supposed to give Matanis Lav Yainim before you give Shaloch Manis. I, the Pasuk? Okay, you can get out of the Pasuk. Now, Kohenim say, the reason why the Pasuk preceded it. Now, the Betel HaChokmah says that this whole Chakira, this back and forth, this whole Chakira is, if Betz and both are in front of you, or both are not in front of you, and have a choice who to give and which one to do first. So that you have to know. Do you give him Shlok Manas or do you give him Tansav Avyanim first? But if you can have an Oni in front of you, and Yisud is at home, Avad, you have to give the Oni first. Avad, this is Lafanov, and that's not Lafanov, or vice versa. If you have Yisud and you don't have an Oni yet, Avad, you have a Yechava, so I'm talking about Mishlok Manas. You have Yechava, and you have a choice of giving Mishlok Manas, and you don't have an Oni, Avad, you have to give to Yechava first, because Mishlok Manas is in front of you. This is in front of you, that's not in front of you. The whole shot is only when they're both equal, they're both in front of you, both not in front of you. So bismanenu, it's not even a gale, like Yisro pointed out, is because you can't get out of shul in the morning without doing matan savyanim. They're standing at the door. Savada, unless you bring shalach manas with you to shul, and then you give it, then you'll have a shalach that you're both in front of you. Which
well, what
one?
What happens if it's only a plate? It's not a person. Is that called in front of you?
look,
my shul is only plates. There's no.
They don't know waits by the door.
They wait by the door. But okay. I've got the shalach manas.
Oh, could you bring it with you?
I hand it to the, before I get to the door.
Oh, so then maybe your chav is there first. Oh, yeah, I don't know.
But I have a plate in front of me. Oh. I put some stuff in the plate.
So the plate, so the and the plate is kind of for the anim. So we'll see later on that look how you yaitza. Now there are some who actually were makbid to give matan slav yanim even before chakras. Some have a minig to do that. Kudela Paiskim said to give even matan slav yanim. So you see, matan slav yanim really came first. So give matan slav yanim even before chakras. Which all gemaras came after chakras. But the problem, very good. But the problem is that if you're going to try to be yaitza matan slav yanim before chakras, you're going to lose out your shachiyano. Because the shachiyano increase and the Megillah goes from mitzvah yam as well. So therefore, it's better off not to do matan slav yanim with shalach manas till after kriyas and Megillah. So now, if you make
no,
they make sure to give it after. They make sure to give it after, give it after your Kriyas Megillah. Yes, they make sure to give it after.
The army has to wait till 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Correct. That's what they do. They do a bedafka, 100%. But if you have shlichim who go to an early minyan to give matan zav yanim, and you're going to a later minyan, he's going to be mekayim your matan zav yanim before you yaitze bricha shachiyano. So for her, you have to know stamazoy.
Give her until after her.
It'd be better off that she gets a shakyana. What is she going to do with her shalach manis? She gives shalach manis in the morning. So she gives shalach manis afterwards.
But if you give all these envelopes, then they give it anyhow after. You gave them already before Purim. They're giving it on Purim, right?
Right, giving it on Purim, but you hope they're giving it to after when you hear a shakyana. Okay, whatever it is. So good. So they're giving it in the afternoon. So that's even better. All right. Fine. Next. Someone pointed out, what about, are you allowed to eat in the morning before you do Mishalach Manas and Matana Savyanim? We're really the club Matana Savyanim, but for some reason the Tumma was said by Mishalach Manas. It's amazing. The Moedim is Manav, Moshe Shtemberg, Zazan Gazuntin Shtak, was Mechadish, and he says that just like all mitzvahs to Rabbanim, you're now allowed to eat before you make a mitzvah Sayyim, Lulav, even the Rabbanim, whatever it is, so too, Shalach Manas, you can't eat before you make a mitzvah Shalach Manas. That's Moshe Shtemberg. Once he, this was like.
Someone else gave
Mishlach
Manas
and
mitzvah by eating his.
Why? So this was Mamish a bombshell. Came along, all the pais came behind to go, Chacham Avadya, and Tzitzel Yezin, and Mishnei Halachas, and everyone started to tumble with this. Is it true? Rabbi Yashiv, yeah, Nish. It was Mamish, Ruchain Kiniyat. It's like unbelievable. Osnid Ruha. Everyone's tumbling with this with Moshe Shtemberg's bombshell. It was Shlomo Zalman. What? He has wrote a postcard. One of those. No, but they bring it down in one of these firms. They printed all the Heintegger. They collected all of this. You'll see they have from Shlomo Zalman, they have from everyone. They all tumble with this Shaila. So Moshe Rabbeinu L'chayr, he says a good word. L'chayr, just like all mitzvahs of Rabbanan, coaching in this is a divrei Kabbalah already. It's Megillah Sester, Kima V'Kibla, right? It's a divrei Kabbalah that you're not allowed, that you have a mitzvah Zayim. So L'chayr should come out. You're not allowed to eat before you make a mitzvah Zayim. Now he was only talking about Shalach Manas. The Mishnah Halacha says no, you can be mechalek, and he says two reasons. Yes, three reasons. I'm going to say over two reasons to be mechalek. One reason he says is because the Sudas Purim that you're eating is also a mitzvah. So if you have this mitzvah and that mitzvah, and this mitzvah is in front of you, so you're allowed to be mekayim the mitzvah of Sudas Purim. So you're allowed to eat before you'd give Mishloach Manas. That's one svara he says. The second svara he says is because the Lashon HaPasuk. The Pasuk is Mishta V'Simcha. What's the lashon? But mishta v'simcha mishleik manis ish l'reyeh. So you see, mishta v'simcha comes first before mishleik manis ish l'reyeh. So when they were kiblu these takanis, they were kiblu in this order that first you could eat, and then you can give mishleik manis, and then you can give matan savyanim. But like we said before, about matan savyanim was also someone to say because the tzedah pasik. The ma'ase says you look in the ma'ase manim.
Because the
mishta
is a mitzvah.
Sorry.
Because the mishta is a mitzvah.
The mishta is also a mitzvah. But if you look in the Maidim Azmanim, he didn't have that. He says it was, he didn't have the Maidim Azmanim. The Shul just told it to him. But if you look in Maidim Azmanim, he burns the whole story. He says, that's not true. It's because the mitzvah of Suda is the Suda's Achatarayim when you have basa v'yayin. The Suda, the eating in the morning, is, most people don't have basa and yayin in the morning. That Suda is not the Suda. It's a mitzvah. That's in the mitzvah. Klal, he says, and Avada, that's not going to help. Rather, we see in the Mishnah Berurah in Tafresh Tzadi Heis of Katan Ches, and you can look, the Mishnah Berurah says over there that we don't do the Suda in the morning, we do the Suda after Mincha, it's a Chumas Adashin. And he says, the reason why is the Lo Nigi La Seisa B'Shakris Mishum Shetrudim B'Mishloach Manis. Because they're busy doing Shloach Manis. Now, okay, treated, but it sounds like Mishloach Manis comes before the Suda, and that's how the Minig evolved. And then he says, and once Mincha came around, the Schun La Haskel B'Suda Kai the Mincha. Now, what happened to your vote that you have a mitzvah to eat? So why you have a mitzvah? You have a yontiv also, you have a mitzvah to eat, and nevertheless, you're not allowed to eat before you make a mitzvah's lulav or whatever. You have to see how Mishalaka says, he says, because one's in front of you, one's not in front of you, but even when one's in front of you, one's not in front of you, so what? You're not allowed to eat because you're being mamshech before you do the mitzvah's ayayim. Even though this is also a mitzvah, so you're not allowed to eat before you do mishloach manis. And lechayra hu adin matan savyanim. You should not be able to eat until you do matan savyanim. The Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Tezva brings down from Chacham Avadya and some type of a yarchayin. Chacham Avadya also put down Meshach Shemra and argues says you're allowed to, and also use the svara because the suda is a mitzvah itself. And the Tzitz Eliezer brings down from the Leket Yosha, which was a Talmud of the Chumash Hadashin, and it says the Lashon, Toiv Lishloyach Minei Michael, Koidem Achila. It's Toiv to send Minei Michael to do Shalach Manis before you eat. And like I said, that's Lachayah the Minig that we have. We only eat in the afternoon. But he's Medayek. Why is it only Toiv? So you're not allowed to eat before. So he says, Dirak Toivu. It's only an Indian. You see from there that from the even though it's Gadol Lechatchili Yitake is supposed to do Shalach Manis first, but you see Mika Din you're allowed to eat before you do Shalach Manis. That's what the Tzitz Eliezer says.
But that doesn't apply to breakfast because that's not a Suda.
So I want to tanya stamazai. I mean, the Maidum Zmanim says that the breakfast is not a Suda. Not doing a mitzvah so bechalal. You don't have this heta, whatever this heta might have been. Now, if you look in the Oz Nidvaru,
what you're saying. You're saying you're allowed to eat breakfast, you're not allowed to eat.
According to the Tzitz Eliezer, it's just a toiv to do Shalach Manis first. It's just a toiv. But Mi'ikai Din, you're allowed to eat before you do Shalach Manis. So Avadi, you want to know what you should do? Avadi should do.
Rishumi
says it's also to eat before you do Shalach Manis. Anything, it's also to eat. No, it's not even another mishra. As long as it's sudis keva, you want to know teima, maybe teima is mutter.
So that's to wash.
Whatever is sudis keva, whatever the halakas are for all other halakas of mitzvahs d'rabbanan, you're not allowed to eat it. Sudis keva, so too here, you're not allowed to do. But if you look in the Oz Nidbaru says the following story. He wants to say that he was talking about Vaita Shalach Manis, and he says, it could be by Shalach Manis, you don't have the problem, is because, Gavan, look, you send out 50 Shalach Manis, you receive 50 Shalach Manis. So just like when you have a shomer, you're allowed to eat first, because you have a shomer reminding you to do the mitzvah, reminding you to daven. So, and look, a shomer godom is there that you get a knock on your door every 10 minutes with another Shalach Manis to remind you, you got to do Shalach Manis to Oz Nidbaru. So he says that's why it could be that's a heta why you're allowed to eat to be tiny where you're allowed to eat before sending Mishalach Manis. So I want to tie in there that if that's the Svarah, I saw someone else said the same Svarah. Look, that whole Svarah only passes by Shalach Manis, but it doesn't pass by Matanah Savyainim. Oh, I'm going to get to it. So that's why if you medaik in the Leket Yosha, Leket says Toiv Lishleich Manis. What happened to Matan Savyanim? Could be Matan Savyanim, Mika Din Taki, you're not allowed to eat before you give Matan Savyanim, because you don't have a Shema. You're only on the giving end, you're not on the receiving end. So it's Taka also like a Moshe Sternberg. But when it comes.
What
But when it comes to Mishloach Manis, where you're constantly getting Mishloach Manis also, it's a reminder for you to give Mishloach Manis. But Lamaisa Moedim Uzmanim says, Moedim Uzmanim says that it's enough if you make a Shliach to do the mitzvah, that's enough. Just like I guess Hashem is, so too, if I give Matan Savyanim by a day of Shliach, even though the Shliach didn't give the Matan Savyanim yet, I will be able to eat. So Lamaisa, it's really not Negev, because we give to Shluchim before Purim to give Matan Savyanim. Shliach also made Shluchim to eat, trust me. So it's not even if you know for sure he didn't give it yet. Even if I know he didn't give it yet, Chazaka means I assume he gave it. Or that he will give it. That he will give it. Oh, yeah. Okay, mask him. Mask him. Yes, 100%. All right. All right.
But doesn't it say that you when you invite people to your suda sperm, that's part of like the mitzvah of the shleich monos?
Good.
So if I'm making the p'tzias of chas with everyone, I can't take that first eating because I can't eat before the shleich monos.
I was already yoited 10 times before. I already yoited a dozen times.
I wasn't yoited 12 times.
Oh, it is the first time.
One time.
Oh yeah. You're doing a bevas akas. Alright, I want to copyright. We're running late. Let me just copyright a couple more Chikava Zeichen. I'm not going to be able to do everything. Alright, another thing, could you give a check to a Oni and Yoytzer Mishloach Monis? Sorry, Matan Zavien, by giving a check. So Mishnah Alokas wants to say, and others as well, Mamisha Blitz, wants to say that you're allowed to give a check to a Oni. Mishnah Dem, you're allowed to give a check, and there's no funds to cover in the bank. Because he could take that check and buy stuff with it. Since for it's shovel, it has a value, it's a wherewithal that he can now get. What's the Indian? That he'd be able to get stuff for Purim and Binenda. He could take that check, give it to a store, and buy stuff with it. So since he could use that check, so you're allowed to give even a check that you don't have funds to cover, and you're yoytzer matana
zavyeinim.
Since he could. They won't. They're not taking it. I hear. The ma'aseh is Ramdisin Kerelitz. My Rebbe says, "I can't." He says, "Avada, you need more. You have to have a dovish ben. You can't take a check. It's ain't good for mamin, and you can't give it. You're not yoytza. We're giving him a shtar chayv or something like that. Avada, not yoytza." So he says, if he takes the check and he cashes it today and he gets money or he gets food for it, others want to say it's also good. Say nechanami, you'll be yoytza. But if you give him a check and he doesn't cash it, he doesn't use it that day, then you're not gonna be yoytza because you didn't give anything. You gave him a piece of paper. It's worth nothing. You gave him a directive.
Yeah,
no, it could be. Right, correct. By Lason and Nissen says it's the exact same thing. Yeah, so we said the same thing about Baal Tolan. That could be there, it's even better. All right, next, I want another thing is, let's say an Oni owes you money. So what I'll do is, on Purim, I'll be Meichelim the Choyf that he owes me, to me, Mekayim Mitzvah Matan Savyoinim. Could you do that? So the Paiskim say you can't be Yait with a Mechilas Choyf to an Oni, and the different reasons, one is because you need a Nasina, that's not a Nasina. Or other, which is, this is Yosha Svarin, it's a Geshmak Svarin. Yosha says that you can't be Yaitza Matanis of Yoinim. If I give it to an Oni for a specific purpose, I'll give Matanis Lev to an Oni to say that he could only use it to pay off his Bali Chayfis. Or he could only use it to give it to his grocery, the person he owns. Or I'll give it to someone he owes money to. Or I'll give it directly to the grocer that that's running up a bill by. You're not Yaitza, because he has to be able to use it for whatever he wants. Not Lamatara Miyuchedis, he said. Has to be for whatever he wants. He should be able to use it. He should be able to buy food and use it for Purim. So, Zak Rabbi Yoshev, when I'm Moichel Achayv to an Ani, what am I doing? I'm mamish doing that. I'm giving him money for Matarim Yechedes that only to wipe off the Chayv that he has for me, that he not should be able to spend for whatever he likes. So, Memela, I'm not Yoitza or Matan Savyanim with a Mechiles Chayv. And one last chapter and one more is that could I be Yoitza Matan Savyanim by being Zeichet for an Ani? I have a lot of times he's in the Chutz Le'ir or whatever it is. So, I'll do as a Mamana Shleir, I'll get somebody, do me a favor, be Zeichet is for the Ani. And even though it doesn't get to the Ani, but Purim, but on Purim, he was kind of the money for this Ani. The Ani was zeichin this money on Purim. Will I be Yoitza? Most Achrayim, everything is Maklekes, but most Achrayim say that you are Yoitza because it does become the Kesef of the Ani, provided if you notify the Ani. He has to know that it would.
Like
but he has to know. He has to. He may be borrow against. I don't know. You have to know that's right. But he has to know about it. If he doesn't know about it, avada that you're not yaita. But if he knows about it, then you can be yaita. If you're zeichet for him, you can't use it. Or you have to know how to get out of that. The according to discuss, can I give it to an oni who's gan shikah? and let's say he's sleeping now, and he'll wake up after Purim finding the gas, the money in his pocket. So that they want to say maybe he was never coin in it, he was zikha, he didn't know better, about you're not yaitza. But if I give it to someone to be zikha on behalf of Ani, and I notify him, I tell him, Reuven is going to be zikha for you, and that, with that, you become a kinyan kesef, you are yaitza, like Pesach Kodem. All right, afreilichim Purim.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.